What's up, friends? This is Lee Safar, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Elixir Specialty Coffee, a unique, pristine, ready-to-drink coffee experience for the coffee sensory explorer. Have Elixir delivered to your home anywhere in the USA by going to elixirspecialtycoffee.com and using the code MAPITFORWARD to receive 10% off your first purchase today. Follow Elixir Specialty Coffee on Instagram at Elixir Specialty Coffee. Today on the podcast, we're talking about strong women in coffee, and you may be wondering why, in the middle of a pandemic, Lee is talking about strong women in coffee. There's never an irrelevant time to talk about strong women in coffee, but there are times when it is more important to bring issues like this to the forefront. And when a senator, Senator Yoho, finds it necessary, appropriate, relevant, okay to call another woman in Congress a fucking bitch, it's an important time for us to then delve into the idea of strong women in coffee. Why? Because this is something that strong women in coffee face on the daily. And I've got to tell you, friends, the things I'm about to share with you in this episode are not unique to me as a strong woman in coffee. These are things that pretty much every strong woman in coffee has experienced over the years. This isn't a new thing. This isn't something that any of us have learnt how to fix. And I'm fucking tired of it. And I'm not going to get emotional during this episode at all. I'm going to talk factually to you, and I'm going to talk unemotionally to you. In a later episode this week, we're going to talk about something that's called the backfire effect. And in researching for that episode, I think I've gained some answers to what causes the kinds of things that we're going to talk about today. But there still is no fix for it. I think as a culture and a society, we're still looking for the shifting to catch up to what strong women can achieve. Let me take a step back. Our industry is not okay with a certain kind of strong woman achieving. It's not every strong woman, because strong women who just keep quiet will achieve. Strong women who challenge the status quo won't get to where they're trying to get to, especially if they are innovating. In our last episode on the Daily Coffee Pro, I spoke about the fact that I hear from a lot of people that the things that I talk about can be perceived as negative. Friends, they're not negative. It's just that I won't pretend. And because I don't pretend that things are rosy, pretend that things are easy, pretend that everything's nice and rainbows and sunshine and all of that kind of stuff, I create a certain sense of cognitive dissonance in the industry. It's taken me years to understand that by speaking about truths, whether I mean to or not, causes people to have to look at their actions. A lot of the time, people don't like to see the way that they operate within the industry, operate with their employees, operate with the coffee value chain. They don't want to get found out. They don't want to be held accountable. They don't want to have to measure up to a certain standard that we're requiring of them if they want to employ people, if they want to operate in an industry that is trying to elevate the way that it engages with the value chain. It's not okay. It's not okay because what gives me the audacity and other strong women who want to have a voice or who do have a voice, what gives you the audacity to think that you have the right to challenge the status quo? And it's an interesting question. If I told you that the number of people, men and women, who have told me that the coffee industry would be more open to the brand, to my brand, Elixir Specialty Coffee, if I was a man, and I told you that over the 5 years that I've had the brand, the number of people that have said that to me are in the hundreds, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't surprise you. I keep getting told you wouldn't have to change a thing about you. If you were exactly who you were, just a man, everyone would be open to what you do. It's the only thing I can't change about myself. It's the only thing I can't do differently. I can work harder. I can get better strategies. I can improve the brand and change the brand. I can alter the product if I need to, if the market wants something different. No, that's not what people are saying. If only you were a man, you would do better. The industry would be more open to it. And they're not wrong. It's taken me 5 years to accept that reality. They're not wrong. So what do I do with that? I have no idea. I genuinely have no idea. And it's not my responsibility to find the answer to that question. There's only so much a person can, and again, this is not, what I'm about to say is not just about me. This is about the conversations I've had with so many strong women in our industry who keep getting called a fucking bitch again and again and again by people who they feel challenged by them. There is only so much grit that a person can persevere with. Before it just becomes too hard to be an outlier. Because you see everybody else doing it so damn fucking easy that you think, I don't know if I actually have what it takes to do this. Because I thought I had to get smarter, so I got smarter and still didn't fix anything. I thought I had to have better relationships and be more open, so I did that and it still didn't fix anything. And then when I talk to people about what it is that they find so grating when it comes to strong women, and you know what you hear? I don't know, I just don't like them. I don't know, this is what they say. I don't know, it's weird why we as an industry don't want to help strong women be successful. And I challenge them on that. I'm like, that's not true. You want some strong women to be successful, just not a certain type of strong woman to be successful. And the response is, yeah, the loud ones. They're the ones that are a problem. What do you mean by the loud ones? Well, the ones that have an opinion about something, the ones that think that things need to change. The other kinds of strong women, the ones that just work really hard, Them I can help. Them I want to help. Them I want to cheer them on. But the ones who want to change things and make things different, the ones who want to do things that kind of change the way I have to think, I'm not down with that. And I find that really interesting. If you're a male or a female and you have or gender fluid, I apologize, I should have not been so binary there. And no disrespect is intended to anybody's gender. But if you are a human who believes, whether you do it consciously or not, if you are taken aback by strong women who innovate and you feel that you don't want to support them for whatever reason, I want you to truly sit with that and ask yourself, are they just making me feel uncomfortable because it makes me feel inadequate? And do I need to get over that so that when we as an industry elevate women and get the fuck out of their way, we all benefit from that? Or do I actually just want to continue to be the way that I am? Because I have this real deep belief that if you're somebody who is going to continue with that frame of mind, that eventually, given how challenging things are, you're going to get pushed out of the way anyway. I know from my own experiences recently that I have gotten smart enough to just turn around and say to people, get the fuck out of my way. And it's felt great. And so what I want to say to the women who are listening to this, who are already strong women and who have been beaten down a million times, or if you're a strong woman in training, I say to you, stick with it. But you don't owe anybody anything. You don't owe anybody to change the world. You owe to go as far as you can go, and that's it. You owe it to you to take care of you, and you may come to a time where you have to pass the baton on, and only you know when that's going to happen. In the meantime, before you reach your breaking point, learn how to tell people to get the fuck out of your way and learn that skill as quickly as possible. Identify when someone is in your way for no reason. Identify when you're in your way for no reason. And tell yourself and other people who stand in your way to move the fuck over. Peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in, friends. The Daily Coffee Pro and the Mapper Forward podcast are produced by Mapper Forward and syndicated through YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and other great podcast listening apps. Our theme title track is Run, Run, Run and is produced by Evolutionary Theory and Lee Safar. Available through Bandcamp on the album Laundry After Midnight. You can support this podcast by supporting our sponsor Elixir Specialty Coffee at elixirspecialtycoffee.com or purchasing merchandise from the Mapper Forward merch store at mapperforward.org/merch. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your listening apps or on our YouTube channel where you can see the video version of this episode. It would be really helpful if you could rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends as well. All the details you'll need for our sponsors and for sharing the information are in the show notes below. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, and peanut butter. There's a shadow following me. I can see behind.